Hello and welcome back to Uniquely Created. I'm Chrissy and I'm glad you're joining me for Thoughts for Thursday. About a week ago, my sons wrapped up their sports season, and for my oldest, I was completely that mom during one of his tournament games. His team was up against the best team in the league. By the half, they were down by a lot. It would have taken quite a feat to pull off a victory, and so they stopped playing. They showed up for the second half, but not to try. They did conga lines across the field, sat down in the middle of plays, did lunges up and down the grass. They had fun, but they definitely weren't giving it their all. They weren't even giving it their half. Now I'm learning that there are two schools of thought on this. One is that they're just kids, and they ended the game smiling and having fun, and that's what really matters. I didn't attend that school of thought. My school said one of the most important principles to learn at this age is to show and earn respect. That no matter what disadvantages you may walk into a game with, you always give your best effort and you don't give up until the game's over. That the only way you get better is by playing those who are better than you. And that the score isn't as important as learning to work together and show strength of character. Now, I've said before that one area where I am still a work in progress is my filter and my temper. And I spoke in the heat of the moment about what I was feeling. While I firmly believe what I said, I regret the tone that I used and that I didn't have a private conversation with the coach immediately. I did apologize for how I spoke and for not holding my tongue until we were one-on-one. I think that by being riled up, some of what I was saying wasn't heard later when I was calmer. We talked, and it was clear that we had very different ideas on the game. I saw it as a teaching moment and thought the wrong lessons were being reinforced. Time has passed, and I've had several talks with my son about why I was so upset, and he understands. Here are some of the things that we discussed. Number one, life is not always going to be fair. There will always be people who are bigger than you, faster than you, have more resources than you, and seem to just get the luck of the draw. But that shouldn't mean you give up on yourself. The Bible is filled with people who should have been discounted for one reason or another, or who felt like they didn't have enough. Moses stuttered, Gideon was scared, and David was a shrimp compared to Goliath. 1 Samuel 17:42 says, "And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance." And it was because of that backstory that we have such an amazing God story. I want to raise my children to know that life may be hard and it may not be fair, but those environments are breeding grounds for God's presence. Number two, you learn more from a loss than a win. My children are going to get knocked down time and time again, and I want them to keep getting back up. Because God needs warriors who don't give up because it's hard or seems impossible. Who are humble and submit themselves to God knowing they need Him because He makes the impossible possible. Who know that sometimes the losses are just training you and building you. Number three, winning respect is more important than winning the game. I was a collegiate athlete, and I swam against Olympians. Well, I guess it was more I competed at the same competitions, because I didn't really stand a chance against them. But I always did my best, and I respected myself at the end of the day. Ribbons and trophies are nice, but so is the satisfaction you feel when you gave it everything you had and you competed with dignity. Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." No matter what we do, we're doing it for God. As athletes, we have a platform to show what it looks like to compete with Christ as our rock, to lean on Him for support and to uphold values that He's instilled in us, to be encouragers. That's part of the reason I needed to apologize too. Like it or not, I'm a soccer mom now. And while I'm good at the encouraging of the team and cheering them on no matter what the score is, I didn't do well that day in James 1:19. Each of us should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Chances are that my children are not going to become professional athletes, but I do want them to learn from sports. I want them to learn about character. I want them to learn about sportsmanship. And I want them to know that it's not over until God says it's over. They're learning to become strong, fearless, and persevere. And that matters more than the score. Thanks for joining me today. Remember, you can always find more Uniquely Created on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.